All right, guys, let's talk about Zumbador Repos. Tequila is priced so amazingly, it'll blow your mind. But first, I want to tell you about how they're making it and who this is. This is Roberto Lopez, the owner of El Sabino 1643, fourth generation Gaviero master distiller, owner of a distillery. They are killing it with this. They're doing all kinds of really neat things. First of all, masonry oven to cook this agave. These are estate agaves. They're making sure they're really mature before they bring them in. Halving them and quarter them, sticking in that oven and long cook, making sure that it's done low and slow and just right. And then they're doing something really cool. Half of that is going into a tahona and being tahona crushed and then going into wood fermentation with fibers. The other half is going into a roller mill and then from there to stainless steel fermentation, all open wild fermentation, no yeast added to either one. From there, they're going into distillation, combining those together, twice distilled in copper pots. And then the repo is being rested for a little bit in some oak. And I'm telling you what, this repo is manufacturer's suggested retail price, $27. Now, that is off the charts because it's a fantastic tequila at an absolute amazing price. So if you can find Zumbador, definitely get it. I know you can order it from their website. There are a couple sites out there that are carrying it. Just Google Zumbador. Down in the description, I'll put a couple places where you can pick this up. Let's dive into it. Man, you get cooked agave. You get some citrus notes. It's a little floral. You definitely can tell it's a Highland tequila. And you know this guy really knows what he's doing because his uncle is Felipe Camarena, the guy who makes G4. So definitely has learned how to make tequila, how to age tequila. Got a little bit of citrus on the nose and just a little bit of barrel, a little bit of oakiness, musty barrel nose. Let's dive into the taste. Great sweetness, great cooked agave. There's some citrus there. I want to say a little bit of lime and a little bit of orange. The finish isn't like crazy long, but it lingers. It's got a nice little peppery finish. There's quite a bit of minerality in it as well. Definitely pick up a little bit of caramel and a light vanilla in that second taste going into the finish. Zumbador, this is an amazing brand. I got the opportunity to interview Roberto and also Sarah, the importer of this brand, and they really talked about their whole history of how this came about, what the label's all about, what the name is about. They go into the whole thing. So definitely check out that interview. I'll make it show up here on the screen. I'll also put their website up there again in the description. Look for places where you can pick up Zumbador. We see so many tequilas come out at such a high price and sometimes not a great flavor. These guys have put out a phenomenal tasting tequila at an absolute bargain price. This should be on everybody's bar. So check them out. Zumbador. Thanks for tuning in.